The last stage in a product life cycle is the decline stage. Now here, last stage, declines, sales are declining. There could be number of reasons for them. We need to understand those reasons. Is it that there is a more technological advancement in the market and competition has come in and he's giving a better product at a lower cost? We need to understand that. Is it that the needs of the market has changed? They were okay previously what they were getting, but now they want something new, something better. Their preferences have changed. And at this point in time, sales and profit continues to fall and fall and fall. Now, what do we do in the decline stage? Cost control becomes a very, very important thing which we need to do. And if at this stage also, if we want to generate some kind of profits, we need to understand, can we improve the product in a functional sense or revitalize it in some manner? Can we probably get back? Can we look at it into this and get back something? Now here, the word of caution, friends, is that if the market has only gone down and therefore the sales has declined, we can't do anything. For an example, we had pager, right? And then came mobile. So if this is a pager and there's a decline in the pager sales, but naturally, whatever you do, your sales will not be able to come up because there's a great technological advancement and new product has come up which is going to give them what the consumer is looking at. So if I as a pager manufacturer do not upgrade and come into mobile services, my pager because is going to fail and is going to go because the market has gone down. But if that is not the case and the market is going up but my sales are going down, have you understood? Which means the pager market is going up, but you know my company, let's say XYZ brand, is not doing well. Now we have to understand why and take corrective actions and probably make sure that what can we do in our product and in our service so that we can go ahead and capture that market which is there. Make sure that the marketing and the production programs are efficient as possible. Make sure that we streamline the product assortment by seeing that we go out and exit with non-profitable sizes, not profitable models, non-profitable things, and keep up with what is giving you profits. I'm sure, dear, let me take a pause here and ask you. I'm sure you're understanding what we talked about. So we looked at what is a product, right? We looked at the three dimensions of a product. What we understood is that what is a product life cycle and how it is so important. And we understood that at every stage of the product life cycle, what we as marketeers need to do at various stages. So simple, is it not? It's very simple, dear. Let's go ahead now to the next stage. What are the advantages of PLC? Very simple. When the product pattern is known, the management is aware that what they need to do, and they are more clear that what they need to do, you know, in the future. Whether they have to adapt a product, modify a product, have a great pricing strategy, change the quality of the product, have a new style, technical things, they are well aware. So obviously, PLC tells you what you need to do. The firm can prepare an effective product plan, do great product or brand planning by knowing the PLC of the product as we have seen. The PLC will greatly help the management. Is it not? We have seen that. It greatly help the management in drawing the future plan for the product. It is really, really helpful. Now, after you get into the product life cycle, we go into another aspect which is called as adaption and diffusion of new products or diffusion of innovation. We call this adapter categories. Very simple, dear. Let's understand in a very simple way. What does this show? This shows that when the product was introduced in the market, and I just said when I talked about product life cycle, that consumer starts buying the product, which means the consumer is adapting the product. And therefore, if you look at the size, this is a parabola, and if you look at the size, this says that when the product is introduced in the market and how it is diffused, adaption and diffusion. So they said that the first people who buy a product or the product are called as innovators. These are 2.5%. What are these? These are 2.5%. These are innovators who are the first people who buy the product. 2.5% is what we call as the innovators. Then comes what we call as the early adapters. 13.5%. This is where they are the next people who buy and use the product. Then comes early majority, 34%, late majority, 34%, and the last one are called as laggards. These are the 16%. Now, for an example, say just now iPhone 7 is launched maybe a month or so back. So, you know, maybe the people who are buying iPhone 7 probably at this point in time could be in that innovator stage, which are 2.5% of the people who are buying them. These are innovators. Or for an example, the last 16%, you know, who are buying, let's say laggards, anybody who is looking at, let's say 5S or, you know, iPhone 5S or so, probably are laggards. Which means iPhone 5S could be at a stage wherein, you know, the sales are going move ahead. Whereas, you know, iPhone 7 are at the size of innovators and early adopters. So diffusion or adaption and diffusion of innovation is one of the major things that every marketeer should look at. The diffusion process looks at what is happening in the market. How is the consumer or the buyer behaving? Whereas the product life cycle depicts the flow of revenues and profits to the business on account of diffusion process. That's the difference. And the life cycle concept therefore derives its logical base from the diffusion process. Like I said, first innovator, they are risk taker. They are willing to take the risk in many aspects to go and first try the product. They probably have a different personality. iPhone 7, I just gave an example. They may be young, educated, well-informed, and maybe rich consumer. They are very important to the success of a new product. Why? Because they are the first people who will use the product. Second one, early adapters. They are the opinion leaders. They are taste makers in their circle of connection and friends. They are also social leaders in their community, and people probably look up to them. They also may be educated, rich and more successful than average people. They are considerably exposed to information from all the sources and are well informed about the product, and therefore are people who are looked up upon, early adapters. The third one, 34%, early majority. Now, they are average people with regards to their income, occupation, age, education. They make the innovation legitimate now, and it is no longer a luxury or a novelty. They form a bridge between the new and the old value of the society. Because now this is no longer a luxury. People probably would like to have one. Like a smartphone is no longer a luxury today. Early majority. They are older. They have limited purchasing power maybe. They may be more conservative and responsive to change. They buy the product only when the public opinion clearly says that the product is good. They depend more on the word of mouth, what are other people saying after they have used the product. And they are less exposed sometimes to mass media. Possible. Okay, let me, there may be some things which goes on your mind, or which may be going on your mind when I'm saying this. See, exceptions are always there, number one. Number two, also remember that here we are just classifying a particular category. What we are doing? We are just classifying a particular category. So there could be some overlapping in what I'm speaking. Don't you worry. Don't get confused. Be clear that these are various classification when a product is in the marketplace and how the consumer is behaving when they are actually adapting the product and how the product therefore is diffused in the marketplace. So do not get confused. Last one I said 16% are laggards. Now they tend to be older with less education probably. You know, they could be price conscious people. They have little contact probably, you know, with the social media. They rely more on TV, radio, references, etc. Rural buyers tend to exhibit the laggards due to probably many times, don't hold me, you know, totally responsible for what I'm saying, but this is one of them. Could be illiteracy, could be poverty, and could be the last people, you know, who probably may be buying a product or a service. Laggards. Marketing, therefore, continuously needs to understand all this, and therefore marketing needs to continuously innovate. You know, Peter Drucker, I think, has said that marketing, that any business, not marketing, I've put it in this way, any business has major two purpose. One is innovation and two is marketing. Which means we need to continuously go on innovating the product or service that we are marketing, and two, we need to continuously find out new, better, creative ways to market that product to the consumer. So business has only two purposes, one innovation and two marketing. And innovation therefore is purposeful, is organized, is probably risk-taking change introduced by a marketeer to do what? To maximize economic opportunities that are there in the marketplace. Look at iPhone. Since I spoke about iPhone, you look at the speed at which they are bringing new brands in that. Look at after 4S, 5, 5C, 5S, then came 6, 6S, 6 plus, my God, 7, you know. You look at continuously risking. Successful innovation is necessary, friends, for effective marketing. And therefore, for an innovation to be successful, the new product or the new process or the new service must be feasible and must have the ability and must have the willingness and must have the acceptability of the consumer, because only when they are willing to buy do we have commercial acceptability. So we need to do that. Therefore, dear, a successful innovation process actually passes through three stages, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, what is the idea? Kya banayenge, kya karenge? Number two, how do you implement that idea? And number three, very important, do we have acceptance by the consumer for that idea? Three very, very important stage. Every marketeer needs to do that, needs to understand. I'm repeating, you have to have an idea, you need to have an invention, you need to have an innovation of an idea. Two, you need to implement that idea. And three, there should be market acceptance of that idea. Dear friends, here. So if you look at, therefore, an adaption process, You know, now you have innovated, you have put in the market, you said acceptance of that idea. So once the acceptance is there of the consumer, consumer starts buying, so the adaption process comes in. And an adaption process is basically a process which brings about a change in the buyer's attitude, brings about a change in the buyer's perception. You know what is perception? The way they think. Dear friends, consumer adaption process covers the steps that a consumer usually goes through when they think of buying any new product. And let's look at this step in a very crisp, short way, boss. The first is awareness. Are you aware that such a kind of product is available? Are you aware that, oh, this is a new idea, new product, new service which is available? So first one is awareness. After the awareness is there with the consumer, look at yourself. When you first want to buy something, you know, oh, this product is available. Then what you do? You go to the next one step, which is interest. Because only if you are interested will you seek information. So you go about seeking information about the product. And then the third stage is you will evaluate your mental trial, which means you will look at and weigh whether to try this product or not to try the product. You will go on accumulated information and evidences that are there, and therefore you need to understand, what do I do? So what you do is you will evaluate your mental or your mental try, weighing these things. Only if you feel yes, I need to try. Then you go to the next stage, which is trial. Here you try it once or twice. Use the product one. Only when you try it once or twice and you are satisfied with what you get, then you will finally adapt the product. Look at any product, ladies and gentlemen, or any service that you have bought recently, and you will see that when you adapted that product, you went through these stages. What were those? One, awareness. Two, interest. Three, evaluation. Four, trial. And finally, you adapted. The person now decides to adapt the product, now decides to adapt the new idea, now decides to adapt the service, if post-purchase experience is good. What is post-purchase? See, you bought the product because you want to satisfy your need. You bought it, the need got satisfied. What you did? You again went and bought it. Now again the need is satisfied. You are happy. So once you are happy post-purchase, you become a repeat buyer. And once you become a repeat buyer, what you do is you become an ambassador for that product category, or for that product, or a brand, or the company, and you become a word of mouth, and you probably will go and talk to other people that this is a good product. So the adaption process is what a marketeer needs to understand. So what are the product market strategies, therefore, that the marketeer needs to do? One, understand what kind of products do we bring in. What kind of segmentation do we do? What is market segmentation? Dividing the product category or dividing the market in distinct group of buyers. Each of them has got a separate need, want, demand and desire, and then give them the product that they need. So you divide the market. You see, you have to go about doing market segmentation. Diversification, shall I get into a new product category? Shall I diversify my business? New market development, I'm selling in Mumbai, shall I go and sell in Pune? Shall I go and sell in Nagpur? Shall I go and sell in Delhi? So you get into market development. Product development, shall I come with new product? Naya product, I come into new product. You get into new product. Make a new product, differentiate the product, differentiation, and go about. Or shall I go and penetrate the market? Penetrate means more and more people should use my product, and therefore I penetrate the market by giving maybe low pricing or so on and so forth. So every marketeer needs to find out what are the product market strategies that a company needs to do. How do you segment, whether you diversify, whether you do market development, whether you get into new product category, whether you go and penetrate the market. So product market strategies is very important. Penetration is expansion of sales of existing product in existing market by selling more of the present product to your existing customer or gaining new customer in that existing market. That's market penetration. So you need to know what I need to do as a marketeer. Two, product development. When you talk about product development or product differentiation, okay, we talk about how do you develop a product? You need a new product. When a firm introduces a new product in the market, in which is well established, product development therefore is an introduction of new product in the present market. What do? New product, present market. Market development, which means you get into new market for the existing product that you have. I was selling this clicker in Mumbai. Now I want to go and sell this product clicker in Pune. So what do? I go with an existing product in new market. A present product is introduced in a new market. Diversification. I get into new products in new market. That is a strategy of diversification. Diversification normally is done by companies or organization when it seeks to enter a new market with a completely new product. Completely new product, you know. Such a firm has neither market expertise or product knowledge, but the organization may adapt a daring strategy by creating new products for entirely new. So you diversify, you know. A pharmaceutical company diversifies into an airline industry. Diversification. Market segmentation. What is market segmentation? You divide the market into different groups, understand the needs of each of these groups, make a new marketing mix for each segment, strategies offering a different product charging or different price, and get into and do and change and have a product differentiation into that there. So product plan or strategy therefore encompasses many things, sir. Look at this slide. Product mix, I've already spoken about. Product, price, place, promotion. Packaging, very important. Some people say that packaging is another P. But since, you know, there are two school of thoughts here, but many people feel since packaging is done for the product and therefore it should come under the product category. Product, price, place, promotion, product mix, packaging. You have to label the product. So labeling, you have to brand the product. Branding, if a product requires after sales service, you have to take care of the after sales service. You have to organize the product planning. You have to organize product development. You need to go about and do continuously research and development to understand the changing needs of the markets and adapt the production or manufacturing of the product to suit the consumer's needs and demands. You need to understand what is the product line or what are the product lines that we will have to consider. So the marketing department, when you talk about product planning or product strategy, these are the various things that we need to look at. One slide says all. So let us look at one by one a little of them. What is a product strategy? It's a company's plan for marketing its product. What do we do? What do we do here? We lay down our product objective. What do we do in product objective? We develop the product design. And why do you do all that? To set and achieve the objectives that we have set for ourselves. We should have a product program suitable to see and suitable to the product position in the product life cycle, friends, which I spoke to you about. And therefore, a product plan or a strategy involves a number of things which we need to take care of. First, product line. What is product line? Product line, for an example, if you say, let's say Apple, iPhone is one product line, iPod is one product line, MacBook is one product line. Are you clear? So these are product line. Now product line stretching, which or product line extension, means new product coming in. Like, you know, you have product line extension. We say iPhone 7 is a product line extension. Peaches, they have moved, let's say 5C or 5S. That's a product line contraction. So companies need to understand what are the product lines that we should be in and what kind of product line extension or product line contraction should we do. We need to understand the product mix I've already spoken about. Product, price, place, promotion. What is it that we need to do? And there, that's a product mix. That's a marketing mix. When we talk about product mix specifically here, in a product, we need to understand that a product mix are all those products that a company manufactures. For an example, if you say that what is the product mix of, let's say, Tata Motors. So all the cars, trucks, what Tata Motors make under the Tata Motor brand is a product mix. All of them, all products that they make, product mix. So marketing needs to understand what are the kind of products that we need to make. What is the product mix that we should have? Packaging, very, very important here. Labeling, branding, after sales service, you know. This is very, very important, we need to take care of. Now, you decide we need to come in new product. Now, what do you need to come out with a new product? Why you need to come out with a new product? See, friends, let's understand. Every organization needs to grow. And every organization needs to therefore grow their sales, grow their profitability. Dear friends, when every organization needs to do that, how do they do that? One of them is sell more of their existing products to their customers which they already have. Two, sell existing products to new customer, new markets. Three, get into new products. Sell to their old customer, get into new product, sell to the new customer. So what is happening is new product introduction, new product development is one of the major thing that every company has to do, should do, or are doing. Now, what is product development process? Product development process starts with idea generation. What happens is, in certain companies, there are new product development teams. Idea generation, you know, so, or there could be some people who come together, the marketing department, X department, Y department, they come together and brainstorm and look at and generate a lot of ideas. Let's say, I'm giving an example. You have 10 ideas. So you have generated those ideas. Now you'll have to see. Now see, some ideas will be practically feasible, right? Or realistic, but may not be financially viable. Some ideas may be financially viable, but may not be practically feasible. So what do? We screen those ideas. Let's say we screen those ideas. I mean, and let's work on one or two ideas. So what we do is we work on one or two ideas. You do idea screening. Now you have to test the concept and develop the concept. So the idea has to now change into the concept, and we need to test that concept in the marketplace. How this idea is working? Is this product acceptable? What are people thinking? So we need to do that. And once we see, yes, people are good at it, and they say, wow, this is what we may require, then you have to do a business analysis. What is business analysis? You need to understand what is the demand situation, what will be the demand situation, which is what is the market share going to be, who are the people, what is the value. You need to understand the cost implication, how much money will be required to actually make this product and what is going to be our total cost. We need to do a profitability analysis, that what is the sales, if this is the sales that we do with such a kind of demand, then what is the profit that we are going to get. So you have to do a thorough business analysis. Once you feel, wow, this looks good, then you get into the product development program. So now you start developing the product. And as you are developing the product and your product has been developed at a certain stage, then we go and do test marketing. What is test marketing? We may take one area, let's say we take Pune as a city, and then we market that product only in Pune city. You can take Nagpur, you can take Chennai, you can take Kolkata, you can take whatever. So what happens is that you go about finding out and doing test marketing. Look at one and start and see what is happening. How is it that people are accepting the advertisement? How is it that they are responding to our price? How is it, what is the demand of the product? What are we getting those sales which we thought we will probably able to get? So we'll basically look at all that. And once we are clear, or we correct whatever we want to, after we do test marketing, we go for full-fledged commercialization. Now here we start selling and marketing to everyone. Full-fledged commercialization. So new product development starts with idea generation, idea screening, concept development, business analysis, product development stage, test marketing, and finally commercialization. Dear friends, as we have already seen in previous chapters, that marketing department needs to do a lot of research and then probably get into a new product category. But after doing that also, I'm sure you know that there are many products which fail in the market. So what are the reasons for this product failure? Let's say, for an example, Pepsi came with Pepsi Blue, failed. Coke came with Vanilla Coke, failed. So many companies, big companies, who probably have done a lot of research, comes into the market and probably sometimes some product failed. So what is the reasons of this product failure? One, it could be inadequate market analysis. Maybe we have not done the market analysis properly. We thought that this is the demand. We thought that this is what the consumer may require. But finally, when we saw, that's not what it was. Maybe you had very insufficient and ineffective marketing. When we introduced the product in the market, that was not the right time. So timing was important. The company did not understand the changing market needs, the marketing environment changing rapidly, maybe the macro environment, the micro environment factors. Another reason could be, I'm citing a few reasons, right? Another reason could be, maybe there was not great product planning and development procedure. Another could be failure of the product to fill the consumer needs because the company did not understand the right consumer attitudes towards the new product. Could be technical problems with the production and therefore the product is not performing. Could be higher cost when you actually wanted to sell the product, you understood that the cost is much more than what you anticipated and therefore your price went up. You came into product problems, the product had defects, failure to estimate the strength of the competition. We thought that we will be able to do a better job, but when we get into the market, we understand that the competitor is very, very strong. So maybe the strength of the competition, too many products entering the market at the same time. What is happening with Reliance, Jio coming in, just understand how many products are there into cellular markets and how many people are spacing for that same space. So look at it, the market is growing, but yet most of the companies or all of the companies are in the red. Nobody's earning, right? Many products not new as perceived by consumer. So many products, consumers don't perceive it to be new. Consumer doesn't perceive it to be any good, and therefore they don't buy. What we looked at there are a few reasons through which a product could fail or can fail. And what are the reasons through which product normally fails?